With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A powerful earthquake strikes Russia's Far East, producing a tsunami in the northern Pacific.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Islands. The Japan Meteorological Agency said an initial tsunami wave of about 1 foot had reached the northern island of Hokkaido. Tsunami warnings were also issued for Alaska and south toward New Zealand. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said waves of 3 to 9 feet above tide level were possible along coastal areas of Hawaii, Chile, Japan, and the Solomon Islands.
Warnings have also been issued for the west coast of the United States. A Senate bill would give Americans a rebate from the new revenue coming in from President Trump's tariff victories. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, "Like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act." Bob Agner reporting.
The Republican-led Senate confirms Emil Bovee as a federal judge. The vote was 50-49 in favor of the Justice Department official. Bovee now holds a lifetime appointment to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Two Republicans voted with the Democrats, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Maine, Susan Collins. Police say a gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disorder due to football. This is SRN News. Males are stealing a lot of gold medals from female athletes.
According to a new study by Concerned Women for America, nearly 2,000 first-place awards have been won by men competing in women's sports in recent years, along with about $500,000 in prize money. CWA President Penny Nance is calling for reform, saying, quote, "This is outrageously unjust. Women and girls must have sex-protected athletics under Title IX. The Trump administration is taking legal action to accomplish that in several states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is investigating the Oregon Department of Education for allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The probe follows a complaint by America First Policy Institute, saying that a number of high school-aged female athletes in the state lost medals and other competitive opportunities to guys. The administration says it violates Title IX. This is SRN News. At a cabinet meeting, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK will recognize a Palestinian state.
"I can confirm the UK will recognize the state of Palestine by the United Nations General Assembly in September, unless the Israeli government takes substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza, agree to a ceasefire, and commit to a long-term sustainable peace, reviving the prospect of a two-state solution."
President Trump is threatening to raise tariffs on Indian imports. According to the president, they're going to pay 25% if the allied nation cannot secure a trade agreement. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer told CNBC that an India trade agreement would require more discussion between the two countries. Last week, India's commerce minister expressed optimism about the chance of reaching an agreement. More details at srnnews.com.